I want to thank you all for joining me this afternoon. Today, I'm announcing my plans to resign as mayor of Buffalo in the coming weeks. I will start a new opportunity as president and CEO of Western Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation. Over the past two decades, we've transformed Buffalo together, revitalizing our waterfront, growing our economy, improving our infrastructure, and building a stronger, more inclusive community. As the longest-serving mayor of Buffalo, I want to start by thanking everyone for their faithful support, beginning with my wife, Michelle, my son, Byron, and our family. Michelle is our family's rock. Michelle, I thank you for your love, your patience, and standing by me through all these years in public service. To the people of Buffalo, my colleagues, friends, and neighbors, thank you for your support and partnership. That includes my friend and colleague, your soon-to-be acting mayor, Christopher P. Scanlon. I have the utmost confidence in his leadership and treasure our shared commitment to serving the people of Buffalo. I also want to thank the members of the clergy who have prayed for me throughout my tenure and to every Buffalo resident. This has been a remarkable journey, and your faith and your trust continues to sustain and inspire me. My decision to resign and take on a new opportunity was not an easy one after nearly two decades as mayor. I have loved serving the people of Buffalo as mayor, but Michelle and I think the time is right to transition to a new role. I'm proud of how far we've come since I first took office as mayor. Our community is now experiencing a wave of investment and confidence like never before. We saw our first population increase in 70 years. People of all ages, backgrounds, and incomes want to live, work, and visit the city of Buffalo. Our city is safer, smarter, and more sustainable. And I'm proud to say we've hired the most diverse workforce in the history of the city of Buffalo. Together with so many public and private partners, residents, business owners, and organizations, we've improved the lives of our neighbors and moved our community forward in many different areas, from public safety to record development and historic investments in our parks and neighborhoods, affordable housing, and youth employment. I am thankful to all of you for your confidence and the support you placed in me over the years. Our shared accomplishments are a testament to the tenacious spirit and hard work that characterizes our community. I will always be most grateful for our city's incredible resilience during our darkest moments. The combination of a recession, global health pandemic, a racially motivated mass shooting on 514, and severe weather events tested every single one of us. I thank Buffalo's workforce, first responders, residents, and the many volunteers who stepped forward to see us through to ensure our community stayed united and on track. We showed the world the tried and true spirit of our beloved Buffalo. I couldn't have done it without you. A special thanks to our city's talented workforce and those in every level of government. Your unwavering commitment to the people of Buffalo is something that I will always treasure. To all who have served in my office over the years, I will miss working beside you, but most of all, I will miss your friendship. Thank you. As we now prepare to welcome Common Council President Scanlon to this esteemed office, let me reaffirm Buffalo's future will be in good hands. With fresh ideas and new leadership, I look forward to celebrating Buffalo's continued progress under Acting Mayor Scanlon. And once again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for the honor of being your 62nd mayor. Together, we built a foundation for continued growth. While there's more work to do and tough decisions ahead, I am excited about Buffalo's future. Thank you very much. We will now recess for a few moments. Oh, I'm sorry. We will not recess for a few moments. We will now hear from Council President Christopher Scanlon.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for what is a significant moment in Buffalo's history. First, I want to express my deep gratitude to Mayor Brown for his two decades of dedicated service to our great city. Mayor, it's your commitment that has helped transform our city and laid the foundation for our future success. For nearly two decades, you've led this city through the ups and downs, the victories and defeats, the good times and the bad, and you've been the one constant. And more than that, you have been the steady hand that has led us through some of our darkest moments, as you mentioned. There is no denying that we are experiencing a different Buffalo than we were 19 years ago. We can all recognize that we are a more diverse, a more inclusive, a more equitable city with a growing population. We've experienced record economic development alongside positive growth in the areas of housing values and housing incomes. We are now stronger together after having to endure crises and tragedies. And because of Mayor Brown's level-headed leadership, we remain a growing and vibrant city of good neighbors. So Mayor, as a resident, as a parent, and as a Buffalonian, I thank you. As the mayor mentioned, and per our city charter, upon your official resignation, I will assume the office of acting mayor. I could not be more humbled or more honored to lead the city of Buffalo, a city that I love so dearly, a city in which my wife and I chose to raise our family in. And I want every resident in every corner of this city to rest assured knowing that we will work every day to ensure that you are well served and well represented. Having served on the Common Council for 12 years and having served as Council President, I know well the issues that are important to the people of the City of Buffalo. High quality, affordable housing, public safety, reliable, top-notch services, good schools, growth and development, and an unmatched quality of life that will enable us all to live, work, and raise a family right here in Buffalo. I am ready to lead this city, and I will do so with excitement and optimism, through partnerships and collaboration, with communication and with transparency, and not just with people in this building, but with the members of the media and every resident across this city. I'm ready to lead, and again, Mayor Brown, I thank you. I thank you for your commitment to this city. I'm excited for the opportunities that this transition will present and feel confident that we will continue to achieve on behalf of and deliver for our businesses and our residents. We will keep moving Buffalo forward, ensuring that it will always be a place we are proud to call home. Thank you very much.